And now we continue our visit with the Spirus Medford Hospital and Clinic's president, Dale Husted. As I understand it, the DMAT team is scheduled to leave right around November 13th. What happens when the DMAT team leaves Medford? Do you have a plan after that?
Well, we're working on that right now. It's possible that we could ask for an extension and possibly get an extension of that group. It's also possible that we could bring in extra staff from other places. We know right now that with the existing staff we have just in Medford, we would not be able to extend those staff to that extent to take care of that number. But we're still looking at plans on how we could keep it open, what we would do after the 13th.
Let me ask about community members who have regularly scheduled appointments or regular surgery scheduled. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we're currently here at Medford continuing to do surgeries as a normal case. I know that there are some places in the state that are looking at discontinuing some surgical procedures. That's not us. If we make a change or if there's any reason to change that appointment, we'll make a contact directly to the patient, let them know in advance, but that's not the plan right now.
So everything is pretty much business as usual as far as rescheduled appointments or surgeries, yes?
Right now, that is the case, right? Yeah.
Now, here's a tough question, because I think this is on everybody's mind. If a person thinks they have COVID-19, they're showing some symptoms, when do they make the decision to come into the hospital for treatment?
Well, what we would suggest right now is if you feel that you've got some symptoms or you're not feeling well and you want to sort of get a second opinion about whether or not you need to come into the hospital or you need to see a physician, we have a COVID-19 hotline that Aspirus has put up. It's an 800 number, and we encourage folks to call that 800 number and get a trained nurse to kind of walk you through those symptoms, and they would give you advice on if you should go through and have a test done, if you should see a provider immediately, if you should come into the hospital, what that next step would be. Our Aspirus COVID-19 hotline number is 844-568-0701. And that's really where we are trying to direct the community to, because we're able to handle a lot more people and give them a lot more information quickly than bogging down the hospital itself right now.
Dale, could you please give us that hotline number one more time, please?
I'd be happy to. Our COVID-19 hotline number is 844-568-0701.
And what can we do around the community to help you folks out?
Well, I think the real message that I'd like to give is that we really have to take COVID seriously and be looking out for each other, as well as, you know, our families, our loved ones, our neighbors, and even our staff here who are working really, really hard, and it's an exhausting work for them right now. And so I really am encouraging community members to, you know, wear a mask when they're out, physically distance themselves, avoid social gatherings, wash your hands frequently. If you have not gotten a flu shot yet, get a flu shot to protect you from that, and stay home if you're not feeling well. These are all the kinds of things that we've been talking about for some time now, and it gets really wearing after a while. I know that here in our organization, we've been wearing masks in the hospital since spring, and it gets tiring to do that, but this is not the time to let up or to let your guard down. And it's a very easily transmitted disease, so I'm really asking our community to step it up a little bit and really do wear the mask, if not for yourself, for those people you live with and those people that are your relatives and that you care about.
Once again, my guest has been the president of Aspirus Medford Hospital and Clinics, Dale Husted. Thanks so much, Dale Husted, for the information, and best of luck and safety, safe for all people, yes?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Pat. It's a pleasure to be able to share that with you.